Hi guys, and welcome back to another On a Hole and Matsu Toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the Bread the Ecstasy croissant. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the Bread the Ecstasy croissant from On a Hole and Matsu Toys. If you haven't heard of On a Hole and Matsu Toys before, they bring Japanese sex toys to the US and the EU. And the Bread the Ecstasy is just one of their newest releases. So if you like cytophilia, then this is going to be the video and sex toy for you. And if you don't know what cytophilia is, it's the sexual attraction to food. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm then going to be telling you a little bit more about the Bread the Ecstasy, and I'm going to be giving you a review at the end. So as always, there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, to start off the video, I'm going to show the outside of the box like I do in all my videos. And the reason I do this is to show you that it is discreet packaging when you buy from On a Hole and Matsu Toys. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of either brand. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. As you can already see, there are two toys inside. On the right hand side, we have the Bread the Ecstasy croissant that we're going to be reviewing in this video. On the left hand side, we have the Brain Hacker DX, which we've already reviewed. And yes, it is a stroker that looks like a brain. If you'd like to see that video, check out the rest of my channel, or you can read that review on my website, which is linked in my profile. So let's move the Brain Hacker out the way and let's get into the unboxing of the Bread the Ecstasy croissant. With the cellophane taken off, we're going to take a quick look at the back of the box. Although the whole box is written in Japanese, you can see there's some cool artwork and there's a cut through of all the textures and chambers that are inside the stroker. Now I can't tell you what it all says, but let's get inside and take a closer look. Inside is a plastic tray that holds your stroker. There's also some artwork inside the box that you can turn into a poster. As you can see, there is nothing else that comes with the toy. Anyway, let's move the box out of the way and take a closer look at the Bread the Ecstasy croissant. With the stroker out the bag, the first thing you'll notice is how soft the toy is. It's also extremely flexible. There is a fair bit of detail and texture on the outside of the toy, and you'll also notice that there's only one entrance to the stroker. Due to the size of the toy, it is a little bit difficult to show you the inside textures of the sleeve, but they do run almost the entire length of the stroker. I can get my finger in far enough to the second chamber, and it is fairly textured inside. I'll open it up as wide as I can so you can get a better look inside. Although this is stretched, there is some ridges that run along the entrance of the sleeve. Although it does look smoother, this stretched out. If you look deeper inside, you can see the entrance to the second chamber where there's a lot more texture. It's about now that I think if I had an endoscope, I'd go further into the toy, as there is a third chamber at the end of the toy, and I'm guessing it's just as textured as the second. If you have enjoyed the video so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy the Bread the Ecstasy croissant, then there is a link in my profile.
So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the Bread the Ecstasy croissant from On a Hole and Matsu Toys. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about it. The toy measures 22 centimeters from top to bottom, 13 centimeters wide, and it has a height of 10 centimeters. The inside tunnel that runs through the toy is 18 centimeters. And the whole toy weighs in at 935 grams. Okay, I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. So like all On a Hole and Matsu Toys, they bring you unusual sex toys from Japan. And this is no different. The toy is light enough you can use with one hand and you can use it with both should you need to. Now, due to the size of the sleeve, I can't show you the textures that run along the inside tube. But there is basically lots of little triangles that run along the length. As you can see, the toy is extremely flexible, so you can get a good grip of it, make it as tight as you like inside, and you can really steam into it. Cleaning the toy wasn't so bad. It was drying it, which was a bit more tricky. Basically, the thing you need to do is get some drying sticks off of On a Hole and Matsu Toys. They also sell you a UV light warmer and sterilizer. And basically what that does is dries out any excess residue on the inside sleeve. The only real criticism I've got is that it did smell a bit plasticky when I took it straight out the box.
Give it a couple of rinses and dry it off and you'll lose that smell and it'd be good to go. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Bread the Ecstasy croissant from On a Hole on Mutsu Toys, then there is a link in my profile to my website. In here you'll find a link to On a Hole and Mutsu Toys. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.